Thank you very much, Greg Hallbleib. Susan Saunders here. Sorry, I was talking off the air with my friend Greg Zavitz, Caldwell Banker, Heart of America Realtor, about my trip to Jamaica. And yes, you should go next year.
Yes, it'll be so much fun.
It's normally a time, though, that you're not so busy in the real estate world, you know, the third week in January, and you can make plans for it. But as I've been watching your schedule, I don't know when your downtime is anymore. You're busy all year round.
It's been a good January. Last year started in February, you know, and this time it sort of started in January. We had a bunch of stuff go pending the first 10 days of the month. And
so,
I think this is a prediction. Uh-huh. Hang me out to dry. I think it's going to be one of the best summers in a long, long time. We just saw the labor report come in way above where they thought it would be for January.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many positive things going on out there that making people feel better.
About buying a house?
Good
yeah.
about them. The first time home buyer money, I heard the first one will be out in March, probably funded by the first part of April. And I don't have the particulars, but if anybody's interested, they can always call me and I can hook them up with not every bank or
credit union,
there are different places out there. Some people participate, some people don't. Some people can participate, some people choose not to as a business. So you got to find one that has it, knows what's going on, and has access to the funds. But I do know some that have it or will have it.
Well, it's important to find out because there are programs you can layer if you
yes.
get with the right folks.
Yes.
And I watched people that worked right here at Radio Bloomington get on those programs last year and have $5,000 to $10,000 just handed to them to make a house down payment. And that was
yeah.
stunning.
I think the best one in the past I've had, they had three things layered. One was money back at tax time where they got a credit on their interest, and then down payment assistance, something else, and a good interest rate. Anyway, they got into it. They actually did the closing, got a check back, got a great rate, and got, I think it was $12,000 or $15,000 total.
Wow.
And I'm like, buy a house, get a check.
Normally, when you see those programs, you're waiting for the fine print to find out that you don't you make too much money.
Yeah.
And you can't get into the program. And then you look at the numbers and you're like, wait a minute, how does anybody afford the house that actually makes these terms? But these particular grant programs have been very reasonable for
yeah.
regular people and not just for first-time homebuyers. It could be
right.
home buyer for the first time in a long time.
Yeah, there used to be the rule that if you hadn't owned a house in 3 years, so say you got a divorce, you sold the house and you're on your own and you suddenly want to go buy a house again,
yeah.
you would be considered a first-time homebuyer again after 3 years of not deducting the interest on your taxes. So it'll ask for 3 years of taxes.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't deduct homeowner interest, whether you're in the home or not, say the other half caught the house,
mm-hmm.
if you're deducting part of the interest, that counts as ownership, so you have to wait usually 3 years. Now, every year the program's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
So, last year they came out with some that weren't just for first-time homebuyers, and not somebody that had to wait 3 years. You could be a second-time homebuyer with a house, selling it, and still get some money.
Are you still seeing those programs for the outlying development?
Yeah.
So if you don't want to live, for example, you don't
yes.
want to be a townie,
yeah.
You can find some little farmhouses and farmettes and things and get paid for that.
Rural development loan is called RD. There's a couple of them, USDA, RD, sort of similar. No money down usually. I had one lady who was a single mom. I think she had one kid, and she got a real good interest rate. This was years ago because, mm-hmm. again, the programs change yearly. But it was no money down, great interest rate, and they helped her out. VA, if you're a veteran, in town or out of town, no money down. FHA, 3.5%. A friend of mine, Kurt Vance, at Illinois National Bank has one that's 3% down, which people can use instead of FHA.
Mm-hmm.
Might be a little less costly on points and closing costs. So there's all sorts of things out there. That's one of the reasons to shop where you do stuff now. You know, if you have a bank, PNC, Heartland, whatever, shop them and then shop two or three others. Doesn't cost you. Doesn't affect your credit. They just do a ding on your current credit report, so it's not an update. It shouldn't affect anything.
Yeah.
But I would shop at least two or three. But call a realtor. I've got a number of places that I work with that have done great for me.
These are important things we bring up here, and this is why we talk real estate so often, because you never know when you're going to be in the real estate market, and suddenly you are, and you're like, what do I do? And the first answer is call Greg Zavitz. And his phone number is very easy to remember. It's 275-4734. But when you spell it
What's
out on your
spell?
Phone, it spells Ask Greg.
Isn't it's sometimes good? Easy to remember that, but I hate... Personally, when I try and figure out what letters are on what number, it's hard for me, you know, if you're on a small phone or, you know, but anyway, try that. Give me a call.
You can be friends with him on Facebook, too. He's Caldwell Banker, Heart of America Realtors Broker, Greg Zavitz, Z-A-V-I-T-Z, and he's here every Friday
yeah.
at 10 o'clock. So we have seen interest rates start to tick up a little bit
yeah.
because
yeah.
of what the Fed's doing. The rates I was looking at yesterday, and again, they could change depending on who you're talking to and what, were around 4%. Sometimes
yeah.
that will motivate
right.
people who were sitting on the sidelines not thinking about buying a house to get their act in gear so they can get those lower mortgage rates. Is that happening?
Yeah, fear is the greatest motivator of all. They fear they're going to miss the bottom, or if you're owning something and want to sell it, they fear they're going to miss the top.
Yep.
Trouble is you don't know if it's the bottom or the top until after it's too late. So I just say anytime is a good time to sell a house. If you're waiting for something like first-time homebuyer program or something as a buyer, you can still buy now and close after the program is funded in April or whatever.
Mm, good advice.
But I would think 3 or 4 months ahead and do it that way. But, yeah, I would call a realtor, have them talk to you.
And that's an interesting point that you made. It's never a bad time to sell a house.
No.
But
no.
If you were thinking, oh, maybe someday I want to put this house on the market, I want to downsize, I want to upsize, I want to change locations in town or out of town for whatever reason.
Yeah.
This would be a good time maybe to have it on the market because there's going to be a lot of shoppers there too.
We've seen an influx of buyers. I have everything that I have listed, and most agents do, but I have it on all the sites out there like Realtor.com, Homes.com, RealEstate.com,
and your own personal app that I love.
Yeah, we'll talk about that shortly. And Trulia and Zillow are the big ones out there. And I can look at them and see how many hits I have. So I get reports on each of my listings saying how many people have looked at it, how many people have saved it to their save pile or their folder. And it's jumped. I'm probably getting 5 to 10 times the hits now that I was getting in December, which means it's 5 to 10 times the buyers looking for stuff. That's going to translate to me. That's one of the reasons I said hang me out to dry, but I think it's going to be a great year. Mm-hmm. Let's rates go crazy or, you know, something strange happens in the stock market or worldwide, which nobody knows. But I would plan on, if you want to sell or buy, now's the time.
Now, people shop online all the time that have no intentions of buying, people like me who just like real estate porn. But is there anything showing up more than something else as far as statistically on kinds of houses, price tags, certain features from what the shoppers are looking at?
It's still the first-time homebuyers hitting it the hardest,
okay.
Anywhere from 0 to 250. Surprisingly, first-time homebuyers go that high sometimes because you get two young married couples with two good jobs, State Farm or something else. Income's pretty good out there. It doesn't take that much to qualify for 250. But that's still the hot range, but I've seen it. The 2 to 300 is getting better.
Mm-hmm.
The higher price stuff, again, inventory and supply and demand. So it's still a little slow. It's always slower than the lower price.
We are personally crushed here in Central Illinois to learn that we're losing so many great Caterpillar employees to another city. The announcement that there's going to be up to 300 employees relocating to Chicago was a shock, even though there's still a lot of great Caterpillar employees that are going to be working in Morton. But I know there's a lot of people that actually live in Bloomington Normal and commute to Morton to work there. When real estate agents such as yourself hear a headline like that, does that make you all go, ooh, houses for sale? Or, ooh, crap, a lot of stuff on the market.
I have a little drool coming outside of my cheek when I hear
so
that.
So it's excitement.
Well, we're in the business of moving people.
Yeah.
So if somebody's moving, yeah, we hate to see them go, but it presents an opportunity for a house to go on the market. Maybe I have a buyer for it. Maybe I can list it.
In that case, I'm guessing it's going to be a lot of higher-end homes if you're talking executive-level employees.
If it's executives, probably in the, I would think, I don't know what they get for income, but if they're traveling from there to here, maybe they live here because the prices are better. I know some of Peoria new construction, same house here and there, cost more there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's the price of lot, price of labor. Maybe they can just get that price. But there's a reason they're here. And so maybe they're in the 250, 300. Maybe they're in the 4 or 5. I don't know.
Now, if you were in that position where you're listening right now and you're suddenly needing to find a place in Chicago because we haven't finished high-speed rail, wouldn't that be great if we had the high-speed rail done,
mm-hmm.
that you'd be able to live here
and go to work up there?
And work up there and get there in an hour? That would be fantastic. That's the future. I keep thinking Bloomington Normal could be a suburb of the future with high-speed rail, but that's for another conversation.
You'd have to be flexible because right now stuff coming south or from south going north, like mm-hmm. the regular trains from Texas going up to Chicago, are always late going north. They're usually on time going south.
Well, if you're an executive, sometimes you're like, hey, my train is late.
Yeah, hey, I'm here sometime today.
I'm working remotely or something. but when those situations happen, if you're listening and you just find out you're going to be relocated, you can call a local realtor who works for a national agency such as yourself.
Coldwell Banker.
You can help people find houses in other states.
Absolutely. I can refer people out. And the nice thing is if you just call on the phone, realtors at offices have what's called uptime. When people call in, there's usually a front desk help that sort of sends the call wherever. But if it's a call about, hey, I want to buy a house, come up and look at houses, they're going to get the next person on what's called the uptime. The people that are on uptime, and this is not bad, but they're usually newer because they don't have a book of business that they're so busy with. So you just get whoever comes up, you know, the next guy on the list. If I refer you out, I can ask, do you want male or female? Do you want somebody older or younger? What subdivision area do you want? And I can get somebody that either lives in that area or specializes in that area. So I can sort of specifically get you, I think, somebody very good to work with.
A direct referral.
Yeah. And then if you go up there and meet them and don't like them or they show you the wrong price houses, I can always pull the referral and give it out to somebody else. So there's a little more control.
Good to know. So you don't have to get far away from the help you can get from people just like Greg.
Yes.
All right. Let's take a short break, and then we'll come back and talk about some of your listings, perhaps.
Sure.
Do you have any openings? Do you have anything?
Got some open houses. Got some new listings.
You got great weather to get out and do some open houses this weekend. I know. I distracted Greg with some of that cheesecake from Hy-Vee Market Grill. So
am I supposed to eat all this?
You can. I ate enough. Trust me. It was worth sharing that piece. So we'll let him chew and get back to you after this.
See news happening? Let us know. Email us anytime at news@wjbc.com.
Meteorologist Lauren Rainson says clouds this morning still in the sky, but then it's going to be clear today and tonight and tomorrow. High 28 today, 36 tomorrow, 40 on Sunday, and the game doesn't start until like 5:30. So let's go out and do some home shopping, and you can be planning next year's big party at your new house. 23 outside, and by houses, I'm talking about one that Greg Zavitz would sell you, Caldwell Banker Heart of America Realtors. What's new on your listings list?
We have, let me get around to where my window is here, a new Tracy Drive over there off of Main Street.
Yeah, not going, far from here.
Yeah, 2022 Tracy Drive, number one. And those are really nice buildings. They're the newest stuff over in that Tracy area. It's stored at the inn.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a turnaround. There's a pool, a clubhouse in the middle. So if you live there, you have access to the clubhouse and the pool. And this is like right across from the pool, so you can actually sit out on your porch, deck, whatever, and watch whatever. It is listed at $67,900.
That's
great price.
Heck of a price.
Two bedrooms. Main floor. So somebody doesn't want steps, go in. Mm-hmm. Coming out the slider, there's no steps going out to the patio. We just put it on the market. Two bedrooms, two baths. Another one we put, and I don't think we talked about last week, 15 Fox Creek is not in Fox Creek, which is southwest. It's over in Towanda in Indian Creek.
Oh.
And the road is Fox Creek.
Oh, no, they shouldn't have done that.
I know. They have so many duplicates in town. Four bedrooms, three and a half baths, three car, great house. Basement's finished, $284,900.
$284,900.
Yeah.
So that's brand new construction.
No, this one is existing.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's an older subdivision out there, sort of out, you take Twund exit, go back over 55, and it's down about 3 miles on the right.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was
big water tower.
I was thinking of a totally different subdivision.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, now I know what you're talking about.
So it's got a bluff and some mm-hmm. houses up there, and it's got some nice stuff up front, and this is up in the front area.
It's rare that I end up that far north on Towanda Barnes Road, and then I get there, and I'm like, where did that subdivision come from? And
yeah.
It looks like it's been there for 5 years.
Exactly.
There's always something new out there.
And we just put a condo up on 1509 Fort Jesse, number 13.
Okay.
Rarely do these things come up, and it is... Fort Jesse across from the bank there just before you hit Towanda, and it's a little U-shaped area with some off-street parking there.
Mm-hmm.
They're very nice condos. This one has a huge, I mean, like 30 by 40 upstairs, and then two bedrooms on the main, three baths, no basement, so it's got no steps except a little 6-inch step coming up the front door.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody wanted either an old person wanted no steps or just somebody didn't want to be going up flights.
Sure.
It's a great house. If you want to live in the upstairs, that master's great. There's a master on the main floor with a bath off it, too, so you can have your choice.
Okay.
So those are my three most newest listings.
How much was that one?
That one's $144,900.
Okay, that's very reasonable.
Yeah. Only problem, that one can't have, it's a condo, so it doesn't have a sign. Some condo associations don't allow signs, so when you drive by, you won't see anything.
Mm-hmm.
But you can always call me. Most of my listings have 1 hour notice, so we can show them.
1 hour you can call and
show
them?
Yeah, give me a call an hour before and we can show them.
Wow. Okay, that's a thing. Well, this is a reason that people need to get their app, too, because once you get the GZ Sells app,
mm-hmm.
you could just find yourself in an area where you're like, huh, maybe I would want to live here. And you could open the app, and it would immediately show you the houses that are for sale in the area,
some of which
may not have a sign.
Exactly. Whether they have a sign or not, you'll know. And you can see pictures and everything else. And that app, you text GZ Sells, so GZSELLS, to 87778, so 87778.
See, I wrote that for him, 8777 8, because it's really easy to remember. But GC Sells, and then you will get a link to an app that costs you nothing, does not include Mr. Zavitz all of a sudden trying to recruit you into being a full-time client in ways other people will. You don't have to give up a lot of personal information.
Yeah, I'm not going to bother.
But I love the way that app works in proximity. And it goes not only just to houses that are for sale, but price tags that are houses for sold. You wait until the news break to keep eating that cake.
I'm done.
It is done. Did you clean your plate?
Yeah, okay. I'll look at it later.
Because we're going to talk food later on about Super Bowl Sunday food, but we've got to get through the real estate news first.
Got to talk soup, too.
And we do have to talk soup, because it would be good Saturday soup. But when we were looking at houses and fun things that are going on in the real estate market,
mm-hmm.
Tell me about new construction real quick. Are the new construction people busy, or are they not? Because I keep looking at national numbers, and they're saying that new construction prices are kind of flat in the world. But I haven't seen a lot of groundbreaking anywhere that I've been. So are you having people come to you and say, new construction, or is it just not in vogue right now?
It's usually busier on new construction during the summer. Mm-hmm. But that's more than get to me a month or two before, because this is going to take 3 to 6 months, depending on the size of the house, where you're going to do it, and the weather.
Mm-hmm.
So they still build in the winter. There's a way to put calcium chloride in the cement, and it cures properly. You know, people worry about it freezing out. We actually built our first house in the dead of winter and poured the basement, had to put hay for insulation over it because it was so darn cold, and cold sort of sinks down to the bottom. So we put in tons of hay, and we had no problems. But anyway, that was because I was built, you know, I was generally to myself, so I chose to do that. But they can do it. It's just not as busy in the winter. And new construction is still plugging along. There's still builders out there doing it. But it'll start getting busier now.
But now it's becoming specific requests for this is going to be my home. We're not seeing spec model new construction.
Not as many specs out there, I don't think.
The past with the subdivisions popping up.
A lot of times they'll build in the summer. If it doesn't sell, that becomes their spec for the winter. You know, and they decorate it, might use it as a model home for a while. Builders get a deal on taxes if it's called a model home, so they can actually hold on to it without expensing out as much taxes as if a homeowner owned it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and so when it sells, then it changes over to the new tax rate. But most builders try to have something sort of a model or available to show their quality. And sometimes it's just what didn't sell last year.
And last question before we get to news. Different things happen in the headlines that affect the real estate market because there is now going to be activity at the old Mitsubishi Motor Plants. Now is the Rivian Motor Plant. Are we seeing any newfound interest commercially or for residential in that area on the west side?
I think we'll see some people moving in. Some people might rent or commute for a while, you know, if they're hiring local people. Because sometimes until you know what your job's going to do, you don't want to spend the money on a new house if you're moving to the area. So we get a lot of people coming in for rentals, you know, usually up front. A lot of executives will come to get things going and not going to stay here, so they rent or do a house rental.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see some stuff. So, it'll happen.
So you let us know if anybody starts knocking on the door saying Rivian in a conversation.
Anybody working for that company, give me a call. I can work with them.
All right. Ask Greg is the way his phone number works in the 309 area code,
yes.
By the way. 275-4734. We're going to take a break for news and come back and talk more. Greg Hoblive is my number one Greg. Number two, Greg Zavitz.
I'm fine with that.
I know. But I don't want you to think that there's a competition.
No.
Not at all. But if there was, the man who brings me soup would edge into the number one spot. Okay?
So winner, winner.
We're not ranking you, sir. We're not ranking you, sir. I have two great favorite Gregs in the world, but I would like to point out how Greg Zavitz brought me some of his award-winning soup. And my favorite Coldwell Banker Heart of America realtor got a award for his soup that was helping put beds under children's heads. Would you please explain?
Yeah, the Realtor RPAC Committee, the Realtor Political Action Committee, we're involved with a lot of stuff. I'm not on the committee, but I just happened to show up. I got an email and said, hey, would you do soup? We're going to have a competition. People come in, buy tickets to vote, and then whoever gets the most tickets wins. But the money from the tickets goes to building beds for
The Tool Library was doing this campaign.
And so they were there talking about it, and I guess they put out a call for action, and you know they thought maybe 20, 30 people might request beds, and they said they had over 100 people request beds. So I think they've built somewhere between 20 and 40. They're trying to get funding for another 80. Their main funding drive hasn't even started yet, but because of help from different groups, they're almost there. So we did this last night, and I think we did $500 some odd, so we had enough to do two beds, and we donated the money. And then it had fun because there was like 12 soups. And I've been to soup competitions before, and sometimes you like some, you don't like some. they were 12 of the best soups I've seen. I mean, everybody had something different. Everything was good. I mean, there wasn't like 20 chilies. There's one chili, one clam chowder, one ham and bean.
Yeah, I've only competed in chili cook-offs.
Yeah.
So what kind of soup did you enjoy beyond your own?
Well, I voted for, there was a buffalo-style soup. You know, it had sort of that twang of buffalo chicken.
Okay.
It was sort of red. They had some hot sauce in it. That was real tasty. There was a clam chowder that the label, you know, everybody had to say what it was. Mm-hmm. And it said clam chata, which I thought anybody with a label like that's got to have good chata.
C-H-A-T-A?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just cut it short, chata. And it reminded me of the Family Guy thing where the wife goes, who likes chowder? You have to see that, look it up. But anyway, there was a ham and bean. I'm not much of a bean guy.
I leave the beans out of my chili.
Yeah, I cut them back.
I like refried beans, but if you put beans in a soup, I got to go be by myself for a while.
There was a mushroom soup. Oh, it was great.
Ooh.
You know, so it was just a nice variety. There was a mashed potato soup. Which was,
I want some of that.
Sort of like,
I don't even know what it is, but I want
some of that.
I mean,
what more could you want? Soup that made of mashed potatoes and seasonings and.
Well, I'm big on cream and potato soup.
Yeah.
And cheese.
This was thicker though.
Soup.
This was like
mashed potato.
You could
soup.
Eat it with a spoon or a fork either way.
Okay, but your award-winning soup, of which you got the congratulatory ladle.
I got
for,
the ladle.
and it's a lovely ladle. It's an award-winning ladle. What's in your soup with which you brought me?
That was. Thai curry soup, and I added, it was supposed to be vegetable soup, but I'm not a vegetable guy, so I did everything I was supposed to, mm-hmm. and then I added shrimp.
Okay.
We did it about a month ago when I first made it, and we did chicken, because I like some type of meat. And I tweaked a little bit, but I just got the recipe off the internet, and it's a basic, easy recipe.
I think you need to put that recipe up on the Greg Zavitz Facebook page. So
anyway,
the rest of
I
us
know
can share.
You like Thai stuff.
I do.
You always told me how much you like Sue's over there at
Thai House.
Yes.
She is my icon.
So you need to compare this. I know it can't be as good, but tell me what it's missing or whatever.
Well, you know what? I've never ordered a shrimp soup from Thai House ever.
Yeah.
A lot of the soups that I order from over there have ground pork
in
them or chicken.
I was going to do pork and shrimp. I thought, nah, that's overkill.
No, I like and it reheats well with a shrimp in it.
Yes,
because
you can microwave it.
Because sometimes that's always my concern is day after shrimp.
Ah, it's still good.
It's still good.
Yeah,
okay. But I look forward to that. And coconut milk is my favorite ingredient in the
my wife
time.
Has fallen in love with the fact of coconut milk and soup.
Yeah,
and we did some another Thai soup a while back. Was a little too spicy with like cinnamon and cardamom and star anise and stuff like that. So. Mm-hmm. We're sort of heading towards a more savory.
Do you have in your pantry yet a bottle of fish sauce? Because you really can't make a lot of good Thai foods without fish sauce.
I ran out of the first bottle. So last week when we made this soup, I had to use soy sauce.
It's not the same.
Not even. And I was shopping for it, and the place I was shopping didn't have it last week. So I had to go find fish sauce and found it yesterday. And yes, it goes well.
And oyster sauce is not fish sauce.
Nope.
Just clarification. But fish sauce smells horrific,
yeah.
But adds a salt flavor because it's not processed fish. It's fermented fish.
Yes.
That goes into the fish sauce, but it creates a flavor that cannot be recreated.
Yeah. Some people don't want to know what's in some of these sometimes. But
no, but I thought it was. I thought it was mostly sardines.
I think so.
Sauce.
But, you know, they ferment them and squish them and use the juice, and it's sort of cool.
Yeah, and it works really, really well
mixed
in with things, but it's not something you pour on
you
your fish.
You don't put it on your tongue.
Unless you know what you're getting into.
No, it's not sauce for fish. It's fish-flavored sauce.
Since you mentioned the Tool Library, I always like to give them a shout-out because I think what they're doing is great, not only building the beds, but if you're a new homeowner and suddenly you've spent all this money on furniture and moving and you had to sign up your utilities, you can be sometimes a little concerned
with the
amount of money that's going out of pocket. And then you realize, wait, I don't have a landlord to call to fix my blank.
Yeah.
If only I had the right tool. So the Tool Library is a free tool lending program giving people the ability to do their own repair and maintenance. It's not based on income. It's not based on where you live. The amount and size of tools that they have is insanely huge. And you can find them online at thetoollib, short for library, com. You can browse their inventory, and this bed program that they've been doing is really fantastic. So I'm a big supporter, and I really enjoy them. And they're right over there on West Washington Street. You'd even give them a call, 829-1200. I'm glad you brought them up.
Great group. I didn't know much about them until last night.
And now you're impressed, aren't you? Tell all your clients, because...
And I think they're mostly volunteers that man that.
It's all volunteers.
And who's building the
that.
Beds are just, they're paying for the cost of the beds and just doing volunteer work.
It's a time where you could also volunteer if you've ever gone and, like, borrowed a tool. It's not hard to work there.
Yep.
All right, 10:43, we're going to come back. I want to ask you about your Super Bowl Sunday food. I'm not trying to worm my way into your house. I just want to know what Greg Zavitz, who is one of my favorite foodies, has to have on the menu for the big game after this in WJBC.
News on the top and bottom of the hour and when it breaks. Central Illinois' news voice, WJBC and WJBC.com.
Fried chicken is crispy, savory, universally delicious, and now it's also a chalupa at Taco Bell. They've created the first shell made out of a crispy, marinated, all-white meat fried chicken. The new naked chicken chalupa from Taco Bell, part chalupa, all fried chicken. I was, true or false, Greg Zavitz, was I not just talking about this thing on the air?
You were.
Because I had one yesterday for the very first time.
I want one.
It's seriously good. It really good. I'd like to try and recreate it, and I can't figure out how. Taco Bell is just smarter than I am. So go have one yesterday. Or I had one yesterday in a very long line of people. I think that has really turned a lot of people into wanting to try it, and it's worth the wait. 24 outside for weather forecast. We're going to see a high about 28 today with clear skies, according to Lauren Rainson, meteorologist from WMBD and YZZ. Clear tonight, low 16. Tomorrow, clouds, breezy, high 36. Greg Zavitz, Coldwell Banker, Heart of America Realtor, just told me for the first time today. I learned something new about you every day. 1 hour notice for a showing.
It's typical, yes.
It's typical. So give him a holler at Ask Greg 275-4734. And you can do lots of showings this weekend with the weather being so nice. And if you were showings in February, could turn into closings in, what, early April?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe even March.
Yeah. Some people are buying now and waiting for the April funding and some of the first-time homebuyer programs, so that stalls it off a little bit. You know, it can be February, March into April. Typically go 45 to 60 days. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just sort of an average. But you can do 90, you know, and wait.
And then you've got plenty of time to pack.
Yes.
And move it all out. Now, a Super Bowl party would be a great housewarming party if you've just moved in and you want to invite the friends over. Come see my house. And by the way, we're going to watch the game. And
yep.
Since you're a foodie like I am, what is the Greg Zavitz got to have it at the party?
Well, I'm a last-minute guy.
Okay.
And we're thinking we're going to have a party. Then a friend of mine who puts on very nice parties, Dave Park, invited me over. And I said, well, I'll only come if I can bring food. Because that day is a day
You're such an awful guest.
You have to cook on the day.
You stink. I will only come
if I can bring food.
Bring food.
Well, he's a great chef himself.
Okay.
And so
we always
sort of compete, you know, like, hey, if I have it at my house, I want to have this. And he'll bring something. So it's one of those friendly things. But I'm thinking I'm going to do some wings.
Okay.
If I can get permission from my wife, I might do a brisket and smoke it over the weekend and have it ready, you know. Pulled pork, maybe. I don't know.
You make your wife sound like a mean person. She's lovely. Why do you have to get permission?
Well, I have to. It takes a brisket's not cheap.
Oh, okay. So
yeah, I mean, that's a spending thing.
It is.
They used to be inexpensive until everybody found out how good brisket is if you know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like the price of prime rib almost. I mean, geez.
I like to go get a pound of already smoked brisket and pulled pork simultaneously from a place that sells via barbecue. And I just take those home with sauce on the side. And I always think that the pork is going to be my favorite of the two. It's always the brisket.
Yeah.
Always the brisket. So, all right, permission? Well, may or may
not. She's hopefully listening and she'll text me and say, yeah. But if not, I'll probably do pulled pork because that I can do in my crock pot and then smoke it or cook it, whatever. And then,
but that's what you've got to have to watch the game. That's your food.
No, I don't have to have anything particular. I just have to have food. I mean, it's sort of fun to graze and. Dave puts out a spread, so it'll be everything.
For me, I couldn't possibly enjoy a football game of the Super Bowl size without melted cheese. So for me, it's all about a cheesy dip.
You mentioned that. I was shopping yesterday for the stuff for the soup for last night. And I went by one of those big bricks of stuff that cheese. Yeah, Velveeta. Mm-hmm. They have five different types of Velveeta.
Oh, yeah, it's stupid.
And one's a queso soft white cheese.
I like the white one.
So I got a brick of that. That's the other thing. I'm going to do chips and queso because I love queso. It's just...
You know what, though? No offense to Velveeta. There are places where only Velveeta is going to make you happy, right? There are some places.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the white cheese, I asked some of the Mexican restaurants in town that I frequent how they make their queso dip, and it's that white stuff. And the answer I got was white government cheese, which is the most basic of basic white cheeses in the world. That's how they
Not really cheese.
It is. It's not really. Yeah. But it is in terms. And then they were using the juice off of the jalapeno pickled peppers.
Oh, yeah?
And that was it. And well, if I go buy the expensive queso,
doesn't
you
melt
right. You don't melt and get anything near like what you're hoping you're going to get.
We've tried, so that's why I tried this. I think that stuff melts so well.
It does. It really
and
does.
And I'm going to see if the white stuff melts as well.
But if you can find the cheapest white cheese, yeah.
Go down to the food bank and get some
and
cheese.
And buy some. You can make some really great dip.
Can I throw something in here?
Yeah.
It's not real estate. It's not food. It's real estate.
Sure.
I just got an email this morning. I looked at it. It says that Bloomington, Illinois was ranked in the top best places. Let's see how they said it here.
We're making a lot of lists lately. And I would just like to say some of those lists have intelligent things and other lists are fake news.
Well, this one's pretty cool. It says Bloomington, Illinois has recently been ranked as a prime area in the U.S. to invest in a house for a lifetime. In the 2007 best places to buy a house buy a forever house. And so I went to it just to make sure it wasn't
That's not just state of Illinois. You're talking the U.S.
Yeah, and so we ranked, and I just got the list, we're 83rd, which we all 83rd. Well, that's out of the United States. That's not just Illinois.
That's good.
And we've been in the top 10 on a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
But this one's pretty cool because it has some good figures on it. So anybody wants this, I can forward the email, but we're ranked 83rd out of in the top 100 of places to buy a house forever.
Well, you grew up in this area, right? Or you
half my life. No, I grew up by Chicago.
Okay, by Chicago.
Well, I've been here ever since I went to college.
But when you came here, did you think you were going to live here for the rest of your life? I didn't. I thought I was going to be here 3 to maybe 5 years.
No, it was like, I'll get my schooling and then I'll decide where to go. And I did work for a restaurant, Long John Silver's. And so I moved from here to St. Louis, opened one there, went to Pontiac, opened one there. And then all of a sudden, the guy that started me here on Oakland Avenue quit. So since I had started there my first couple weeks, they said, you want to come back? So I did that little circle.
I love those hush puppies.
And I loved the food. Mm-hmm. And back then they had scallops and clams and all sorts of stuff, peg legs. But that's my past. But that got me back into town. Then Susie, I happened to hire while I was working at Long John's.
Oh.
So I hired my wife, and she ended up being a good worker, so I figured I'd marry her.
Oh, that was a brilliant way to keep the business running smoothly.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Okay, but this is a town that can grab onto you with surprise, and then you look back, and you're like, I'm glad I stayed.
Yeah. I mean, in hindsight, I wouldn't have thought I was going to stay here because it's just, small podunk middle of Illinois, but I came from Chicago out in the cornfield, so I was in a small podunk town around cornfields, too, so it's sort of like... I just moved places, but at the same town.
We're a better surrounded by cornfields suburb.
Yeah.
Because in Chicago, you can be in the very heart of the city and feel like you are in Metropolis.
Yeah.
And then less than 30 minutes later, you can be lost in a cornfield.
Yeah. We're about 40 minutes out, Geneva, Illinois. So it's in that Fox River Valley. So it wasn't like it was Chicago. Everybody said, you're a suburb. No, we really weren't, but we're up by Chicago. But, yeah, I mean, Mary and Susie and small-town living and, her mother's still around, and it's just been a good time.
Raising kids and living
here. Yeah, I got three of them, 30, 33, and 28.
And they're so happy you're still mentioning their ages on the air now.
Yeah.
Not.
They're finally not teenagers. And they're on their own.
And they're out of the house.
They don't come back to do laundry very often.
Have all three of your kids bought houses?
None of them have. Nobody's married, no grandkids, no houses.
What?
Well, two of them live in Chicago.
There's also some real estate you can buy up there.
Well, it's hard. You got to have pretty good income to do that and then make sure you're going to stay there. And, job security and stuff, who knows?
Okay. Fair answer there. My mom was just so tickled stupid when I was shopping down here that she could be my real estate agent because she still had her current license.
Yeah, right.
And helped me buy my first house. And I wasn't 30 yet before we bought our house. I was 29 going on 30. And all of a sudden, I'm so proud of my baby buying a house, and I just felt so good. And I'm thinking, you're a real estate agent. You have three kids, and you haven't had to have that fun yet. Sorry for you. All right, so help Greg Zavitz find the happiness in his heart. Be one of his stepchildren into a new home.
Can I rent a kid for a couple days, just take care of him and give him back to you?
Yeah, because first-time home buyers are fun. Yeah. Everything is new and exciting and different. And, boy, do they need a guy like you to call to say, how do I turn on my gas?
They're welcome calling for anything. I do have that concierge site called gregapproved.com. It still needs some updating, but you can go there to find people to do work.
Like plumbing and banking and
or just call me.
Or all of those things, too. Yeah. Or and just call Greg. He's got a lawnmower. He can come over and show you how to use it.
I think my back hurts. but over the weekend, I've got some time for showing in the afternoon on Saturday and maybe not Sunday because of Super Bowl. But, you know, early afternoon on Sunday, I could do that as long as I'm back for food and Super Bowl.
Okay. Get in touch with the man. And remember, if you're thinking about selling ever in advance, because Greg's going to give you a nice long list of things you need to do to make your house sell for top dollar, and you're going to need some time to get those things done. We'll talk to you again next Friday here on WJBC.